Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You started your business with a dream. There was thought behind it. I mean, there was no other reason that I can imagine that anyone would start a business. You dreamt about it. You thought about it. It was inside of you. You had to do it. And then you got into business. And the daily grind of being in business can beat you down. You forget how to dream. You forget how to understand what's important and where you want to go. And we have to get back to that dream again. Can you see your business with a significant annual revenue increase? If you can't, well, then we've got a problem. But if you can, if you can see that you can make significantly more money, no matter what the economy is, no matter what the obstacles are, then you start to dig in and you say to yourself, how? If you don't say to yourself, how can I make more significant money? How can I make this happen? I'm not satisfied with what I'm doing. I need to improve it. If you don't do that, nothing happens. All that happens is you get up in the morning, you go through the same routine, you do the same things day after day after day, and get the same results. You can't. You don't want to. It's not worth it. It's just not practical. I have so many adjectives to use about this. You, the business owner, have to say to yourself, I want to increase my revenue. How am I going to do that? Where is the weak spots of my business? I need to sit down and I need to think about, I need to analyze, I need to understand exactly where my weakness is. Is it in prospecting, sales, customer service? Is it in attitude? Do I have the wrong people? You don't have to do anything, but if you want to absolutely increase your revenue, you need to understand where you are and you need to understand why you're not increasing your revenue. Now, once you understand it, then you analyze it again and again and again, and you get in action. You say to yourself, here are the things in my business that I need to improve upon. Here's what I need to do to absolutely make an incredible profit this year. It's going to take work. It's going to take thought. It's going to take change. You know, most people don't like change. People are creatures of habit. Think about it. You get up in the morning, you do the same thing, the same routine, come into the office, do the same routine, go home, do the same routine. Most people don't change anything. But if you don't change something, if you don't understand where the mistakes are that you're making that keep you from getting to where you want to be, can't get there. You find this a lot with equipment, no matter what kind of equipment, if it's something in industry, if it's an airplane, if it's a bridge, you're going to find in those components that there's always a weak spot, something that needs updated, something that needs changed, a part that needs re-engineered. Well, we're doing the same thing with the business. We need to re-engineer it. How you started the business and what you did in the business is no longer what the business is. The business has evolved. The economy has changed. The customers have changed. The attitudes have changed. Have you changed with it? So, think about what needs to be done. Let's be on a mission to increase our revenue in the next 6 months. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.